This week on Minnesota Native News, Minnesotans have a say on how to measure the impact of oil pipelines on air, land, and water. The slate for the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe elections is set, and Raving Native hosts date night.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Minnesotans are again weighing in on the proposed Sandpiper and the new Line 3 oil pipelines. The Enbridge Energy Company is proposing the two pipelines follow a new corridor from North Dakota, cross the headwaters of the Mississippi River, east to Superior, Wisconsin. The Minnesota Department of Commerce has held 12 community meetings around the state where residents can have their say on how to measure the impact of these pipelines on our land, water, and air. Melissa Townsend was at the meeting in St. Paul on May 9th. She has this story.
This wasn't state officials' original plan. The Sandpiper Pipeline had already been approved and was moving along in the permitting process through the State Public Utilities Commission. But pipeline opponents won a court ruling and an appeal. That requires an extensive environmental impact statement before the Public Utilities Commission can move forward. Now, that statement will include the potential impact from the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline and a new Line 3. So here we are, nearly 200 people in downtown St. Paul, talking about the environmental impact of these two pipelines. This is the 10th public meeting in the last few weeks. Carrie Northrup says she's been to four of them so far. She's an enrolled member of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and she's an organizer with Honor the Earth, a Native-led environmental group opposing the pipeline.
I'm just here to make sure that we can speak for the water and the wild rice and the maple syrup and all the other medicines that we hold dear to us in our ceded territories.
One state official here says the most helpful comments are like that, statements telling officials what they should look at when they do the environmental impact assessment on these two new oil pipelines. But many people are here simply to voice their support or opposition for the projects, like the 20 or so men in orange shirts and hoodies. They're from the Laborers Union, and they support the pipeline. Carrie Northrup's perspective?
What they want is jobs. I feel like these companies like Enbridge say either we have a pipeline and you have jobs or you have no jobs, which is completely untrue. Like if we work together to build those windmills and solar panels, those people would have jobs just doing something different than the pipeline.
Steve Buck is one of the guys in orange who wants the pipeline jobs. He's with the Laborers Union in Minneapolis. Buck says it's pointless for his union to oppose the pipeline. If they refuse to build it, the pipeline company would find someone else to do it.
Well, they'd bring in unskilled, low-paid workers who would really put the environment at risk because the quality of their work would not meet the standards that our members have set.
As for clean energy projects, Buck says sure, but those projects will take time to get off the ground, and the oil pipelines, he says, they're happening now. That said, it doesn't look like the Sandpiper or the Line 3 are going in the ground anytime soon. This meeting is the first step in a lengthy environmental review process that won't be done until January 2017. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The final slate of candidates is set for the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe general election. The primary election was held last April, on the 5th, but the results in six of those races were challenged. Over the past month, there has been a formal review process, and in the end, none of the primary results were overturned. The general election will be held on June 14th. You can find the final slate of candidates on the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe website. Tribal members who vote off the reservations should be applying now for absentee ballots. Looking for a place to take your sweetie? Raving Native Productions hosts an all-native cabaret in Minneapolis the third Thursday of every month. American Indian musicians, comics, poets, and actors converge on the stage to entertain and engage. Tom LeBlanc is one of the organizers. He's from Sisseton, South Dakota, but born and raised in Minneapolis.
You know, we've had brand new artists like 16 years old and still in high school, and some that are, you know, even older than I am, which is pretty old.
LeBlanc says performers come in from Kansas, Red Lake, Cass Lake, and some really draw a crowd. It's $10 at the door, $5 if you have an EBT card, or if you're a student or an elder. The show goes on at 1507 East Lake Street at the La Mojarnes Mexican Restaurant. This is Minnesota Native News.